And the Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yeah, it sucks. You suck. You're not funny.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
To Ticket for Red.
To Ticket for Red at 2:55 says, adios, Julie. Hello, Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsies and Tito's adios. Handmade vodka brings adios. You Put a Bad Bee in the Friend Zone, Dano.
This Saturday night, right, Milo?
Milo.
Yeah. Jack Harlow, SNL.
I'm excited for that.
Now joining us, it's The Hardline.
Bobby.
Corby Davidson.
And not Danny, because
not
Blake is in his seat. And Blake would meekly move out of the way.
Give me that tempo, Mino.
Like any good castrato would.
Hey, you know, I was listening to your
show. Like Stockton.
I'm glad Dan knows what that is now. Go ahead, Corby.
I was listening to your program today. It was really good. So, I was listening to Carlos, who used to work here and now works in Atlanta. And does a show. Guy. Anyway. Carlos sounds like such a professional broadcaster now.
You're welcome.
It's unbelievable. Like, I'll never sound that way.
I taught him that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so over-the-top, legit broadcast guy.
A little unintimidating.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jake Kemp.
338 snaps in the slot, went 125 on the back end, and then he was rolled over in a quarters match coverage for 200 snaps.
Like, he's got the cadence down, too. It's
Carlos, is he good?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like milk? I don't know, man. It was weird. He's just a talented kid. And
that's how the other half lives.
I'll never be that way.
So how many interns...
You can't sound that cool.
How many interns have to make it big, and how many former weekly shows have to also make it big before people start looking at the farm directors?
Can I get a piece of that work, too?
Yeah, I was going to say, you have nothing to do with that outside of ordering them around.
Like, no. you're hearing one of the
How
great
many of
sports
your former
one of the
weeklies.
Great sports nerds in Atlanta.
Hey,
and you don't think the proximity to other sports nerds helped him?
We are one for one.
Yes, sir.
One for one. So
it's like me with skeet shooting.
Yeah,
deal with it. How many of your former weeklies have gone on to do anything but just get fired?
What's a weekly?
Weekly guest.
What's a weekly is a good
I got
counter,
you, Corby.
Thank you. Dan Campbell.
Rick Bonus.
He's talking about interns, though, brah.
No, Bob threw it out to a larger net. Did you not, Bob?
Yeah, just...
If you don't have weeklies, they can't not get jobs.
Well...
But you got to fight through Drew Bledsoe.
What's Lindy Ruff doing now?
And then what's that guy that you had on that was a Ranger center fielder who quit halfway through the
you
year?
You mean the one managing the San Francisco Giants?
No, not him. The other guy.
Well, if you can't remember his name, I'm not going to tell you who he is.
Right, Brad Wilkerson.
Brad Wilkerson.
Dude, I wouldn't say they had to fight through Drew Bledsoe, because one time Bob asked him about being picked off by the Burger King. It's still one of my favorite moments in ticket history.
He got mad, didn't he?
You know.
He was fun, man.
Nobody picks off Bledsoe.
He did say, my family and I can't go there anymore. We probably have that.
That's good.
Like, how many?
It's relatively short.
How many high school kids are in your face because the Burger King pick sixed you?
So today is Friday, March 26th, 85th day of the year, 280 days left in 2021.
Bob said, that was pretty awesome, and Bledsoe said, no, it wasn't, it sucked.
Why don't you use a shotgun more?
It's funny.
You know, we may. That's something that that we may need to incorporate more, but the reason that in this particular game that we were under center most of the time was because we were changing plays at the line of scrimmage quite a bit.
And I'm always reluctant to go to the shotgun because I remember when the Burger King picked you off out of the shotgun
in
Buffalo.
That's great. Thanks for that. Our family has boycotted Burger King. We'll never eat a Whopper again.
This is the Drew Bledsoe Show here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It was a funny commercial. You got to admit that.
No, it wasn't. It sucked.
Wow.
Funny if it was somebody else.
Yeah, probably.
So who legitimately picked him off?
For me, Mina.
No, it wasn't. It sucked.
I need that suck.
Like who picked him off in real life before they put the Burger King over the guy?
And like, how are they allowed to use that without his consent?
It was a whole campaign. Remember the Steve Young run? Yep. I think that was the Burger King too, right?
He's like,
I'm still
ball,
going to
he
say
got the
he
ball
was
out like real far away from.
He was mad at Bob.
Yeah,
and he didn't say. He said, we've banned Burger King. Like, he hated it.
There's also one where the Burger King somersaulted into the end zone.
And we, that's got to be online, right?
Was he as mad as Nick Van Exel was when Bob asked him if he preferred white girls or something?
Okay, dude.
Did you just make that up?
What was it?
Kempspin.
Yeah, Kempspin,
no,
that one.
Don't put that on my ledger, Chief.
Did you just confuse George... And the Iraqi invasion with white girls?
And Bob.
And Bob? What in the world, man?
I don't know.
So on this day in 1917, the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup Finals happened.
What year?
1917, before the big flu.
Was it Seattle's big cup?
The Seattle...
Not Kraken.
But I have the name here. The sports term now.
Like the Monarchs or something? I don't know.
The Metropolitans.
Dang it.
Close. You got the M.
On this day in 1937, spinach growers in Crystal City, Texas, erected a statue of Popeye.
900 foot Popeye.
I've heard about this statue.
It appears so. It appears it is.
Here's the Burger King of Steve Young.
Where's Crystal City?
If I had to guess, I would bet the Gulf, but I don't know. Anybody else want to take a crack at that one?
On this day in 1992, Mike Tyson sentenced to 6 years in prison for raping a Miss Black America contestant.
Oh, no, down near the border.
And on this day in 1997, the bodies of 39 members of the Heaven's Gate techno-religious cult.
Techno?
That's what it says here. Were found inside a rented mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, California.
Did anybody watch that?
With a bunch of ribs.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Hank.
Did y'all talk about it? I must have missed it.
I think we did.
Did we?
It's really good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Okay, Drew. Sorry.
No, it wasn't. It sucked. Yeah. That was a big
moment. Tell me you want the dang ribs.
In my childhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet.
When you got out of that cult?
Well, no.
Oh.
Or just when I could do jokes about their shoes.
Let's see. March 26th.
I believe Nike actually stopped producing that version of the Racer or Blazer. I can't remember. But they actually stopped making that colorway.
Too many cult members were buying them.
Yeah.
That made them hot in the kicks market.
54th birthday of Gary Botbill. A chef at Lajitas Golf Resort.
Gary!
Whoa!
Hell yeah!
Chef Gary.
She's also worked at the Statler and the Barley House for many years.
Whoa.
He's
Gary
seen it all, man.
Gary is an avid listener. When he's not
Tell
working, he's listening
to
the
ticket. Low-grade dog food.
That's from Angela.
Happy birthday, Gary.
That is solid food down there.
Try
at,
the fajitas.
Viva Lajitas.
All food is solid.
The thirsty
the
goat.
Steak,
thanks for letting
the steak
lay
has marks from where the jockey was beating it.
Yeah, I don't think he was in charge of... Who and who couldn't lay on the bar in the naked lady pose. But Sir Roy did it.
Yes, sir.
Here it
a
is.
Record in the short life of the hang zone, I believe. We have 4 pages of P1 birthdays.
Let's hustle up. Chop, chop.
All right. My brother Matthew Ennis, or is it Enos in Germany?
Mm-hmm. Enos. Happy birthday, Matthew. Enos?
I think the Enos is on him.
That's from Jason. My husband Ray Pace is 44.
Rape base.
Julie writes, he wishes I woke him up in that special way. At least she's honest.
You can do it yourself, you know.
What?
Well, according to his name, maybe he'll just take it from you.
Leaders are George and Corby's kids cussing.
God.
Jeez, dude.
Hey, I'm not named Rape Pace.
Let's walk that back a little bit.
49th birthday for... Bill Bearclaw Schultz, leader is Rocco's donated liver.
License plate. Vanity license plate.
My mom Julie's birthday, her leader is anyone other than Corby.
Ooh. Oh, she's so right.
A bunch of people.
Wait.
Because his laugh is horrible from Kyle Kerr.
How?
For the laugh?
That's for the mom?
Yeah, mom Julie does not like Corby.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what, the laugh might be one of the finest components that this vehicle comes with, lady.
It's like the only worthy thing about Corby.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That's a feature, not a flaw.
Seriously.
What do you think of her, Corby?
I'm not going to say anything. Just okay. Typical old bag.
There we go.
You know, you're classy like that.
Why would you snake. Say anything?
So Dan Lewis writes in.
Dano.
He's so snake sometimes, so.
I'm writing for myself because I know my dumb bee wife will forget.
Jeez. Probably.
She wouldn't wake me up in that special way if it cured the world of cancer.
Wow.
Oh, I'd love to see that put to the test.
That's from Dan Lewis. My next email that came in.
He's considered a genius in France.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What's about to happen here?
Alyssa writes.
Aww.
My sweet husband, uh-oh, Daniel Lewis, is turning 36 today.
Uh-oh.
He asks me every year to write in, and I always forget.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
I would not wake him up in that special way, so she's honest.
Not as uncomfortable as Dan Lewis.
Okay, there we go.
My leader is Julie.
So we have my sweet husband, Dan, and Dan saying, my dumb bee wife.
Oh, jeez, dude.
I hope she's not listening.
Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, there's no way she'd tune into this.
Not to hear her own email.
Oh, I finally remember.
No, probably not.
Let's tune in. Let's get the.
Let me record
Mom,
it and have our
calling grandma. Tune into the ticket. No, you're going to hear his name on the air.
Gather around, kids.
Yeah,
it's his birthday. Call everybody you know. I'm getting his birthday read on the air.
Such a special tribute to the patriarch of our family.
Tom Bates. Says my good friend Mark Papini has a birthday today.
Papini.
In the second, choose me.
P1 Daniel Reinhold. He is worth Daniel. Two Native Americans minus the alcoholism.
Oh, me too.
Goodness.
His leaders are Bob's relative geography and Pete Stein's nervous laugh.
Poor Pete.
Keith Bear.
What's the countdown?
Pitching.
Tara Heiser says my husband Brett is 41.
What's Bob's relative geography?
What's the trapdoor for?
What's that down there, the Rancor?
Happy birthday to longtime P1 Theo Banks.
Today's not the day, Line 4 guy, but there will be a day.
Leaders are Victor and Jake, Mike Soroy's Lifestyle, and Danny's Homemade Chunky Peanut Butter.
What?
From Hunter Nix.
Wow, Jake, TMZ showing weird Jeff Lowe from Tiger King and his overly hot wife.
Yeah.
I understand a lot of things about love and romance. That may be at the very top of the list of things I don't understand.
Dude, he's like Kip Dynamite.
It's Oklahoma.
After La Fonda.
He's got a hog, bro.
Right.
And it's Oklahoma.
Pepsi can.
Don't oversell that.
Steve writes a happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Courtney Utter.
Having $500 makes you the richest man in Oklahoma.
He writes.
In that county.
Right.
This is the
Tiger
same
County.
Courtney.
Just remember, Corby, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
He's right.
This is the same Courtney that lost her arm in an ATV accident, and the same Courtney that you guys have developed so much comedy material for your show.
But I would never.
Yeah, you guys are hard on her.
I never.
He says, I have to say, your show had one of the most insensitive, shameful, outrageous lines ever by Line 4 Guy. I quote, "Hey, Courtney, I know you're tired. I'm just going to take your arm upstairs."
That's
he says,
awful.
Seriously,
come on. That's not me anymore.
He said, we live in a one-story house. I just take her arm into the game room.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
From Dan, leaders are Dan Donovan and Line 4 Guy from Courtney Utter's husband, Steve.
Utter.
You'd keep the arm, though, right?
Why'd you buy the cow when you could have got the milk for free, bro?
Like,
listen, jokes aside, you'd keep the arm.
She lost an arm.
Where?
And married a guy named Utter.
What if you, what's it called whenever you put animals on the wall?
Ta- Taxidermy?
Yeah, what if you taxidermied it? Just put it up with like
well, I don't know if it's a verb.
Hang on. Taxidermied it?
Yeah.
I'm with Jake.
Stuffed it?
Jake won't support me today, but I'll support him.
Oh, I'll support you, bro.
My husband Bryce is...
And I'll support it.
My husband Bryce is 32.
Oh, I know him. Good dude.
From Christy Richardson. Leaders are Jake and Gordo.
He has a golf simulator.
Hoy es viernes. It is my birthday. Groobs is my leader.
I'm in the market for one.
Beto Hernandez.
Is it sweet?
Can I simulate hitting out of the woods?
Buster says it's my 35th birthday.
I mean, because that's where most of my game is played.
Leaders are Dan, Line 4 Guy Snake. My brother Nick Foster is 29. Leaders are Gordon, Tickle Me TC, Dan's COVID ankle. And Nate is 40, my buddy Nate. And, he has a joke for Line 4 Guy. This is from Bo in Santa Fe.
What's the difference?
He's a good dude, too. Hold on.
No. You're not being asked.
Not being asked. Oh. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
But stand by.
Okay.
He has an NCAA bracket joke. He says, what do you call two gay Bobs? Oral Roberts. Now we have also a request from many people who asked for a joke off between Line 4 Guy and Dutch. Is Dutch here?
I'm here.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go first. How is eating fast food fried chicken and a woman the same?
What? How is eating fast food fried chicken
and the woman
the same?
You heard me, didn't you?
I did, but there needs to be punctuation in there. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you take those legs and breasts away, you're just left with a greasy box.
Okay. Well, I feel like I could use the joke from the open today about the difference between garbanzo beans and chickpeas, but instead, I'll tell a little story. You know, I used to be a postal worker, and I had a regular route, and on the last day of my job, I came up to this house, and a beautiful woman answers the door, says, I know it's your last day. Come on in. I said, oh, okay. She sits me down at the dining room table, makes me a sandwich. I'm eating the sandwich, and she says, when you're done, we're going to go upstairs and make love. All right. Finished that sandwich. We went upstairs and did it. And when we're done, she gives me a dollar. And I'm like, ma'am, this is really more than I could ask for. What's the story here? And she said, well, last night I told my husband that today was your last day and that I was going to make you a sandwich. And he said, F him. Give him a dollar.
No way.
I got lost at the beginning.
I feel like they just joked off.
If we could tighten that joke up just a little bit, I think it would hit better.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. Need some tinkering. You'll hear it again in a couple of months.
Randy from American Idol.
Elsewhere, Uwe Blob, 59.
Oh, man. Cannot tell you how happy I was with the Mavericks when he was their second first-round pick, right behind Bill Winnington.
Von Miller is 32.
Is he still in trouble?
They were cornering the market.
I think that went away.
White dudes.
But it was enough to keep him off of the Nickelodeon broadcast.
Oh, man.
John Stockton is 59.
The whole, like, hey, I'm going to kill you if you don't get an abortion thing.
Marcus Allen is 61.
That bitch like Stockton.
An abortion.
Say what, Mino?
It's a rap song. It's for Jake.
Inappropriate one.
Is that one?
It was a Stockton reference.
Oh, me and Marcus Allen went over to see Nicole.
Of course, we speaking of Mino, Danielle Bregoli is 18 today, Bob.
Her door must have been wrong.
Whoa!
Catch me
Mino!
Outside,
you made it!
Mino made it.
Oh, my God!
I could have sworn she's like 24 by now.
Can you book her, Blake? Give it a shot.
Probably need $100K.
I mean, I feel like it was yesterday we were talking about her being 14 on Dr. Phil, and Mino had the clock going, and then kind of Me Too started, and we got rid of the clock.
I don't know that he got rid of the clock.
I think the clock
might have been human was crashing. That we got need rid to. Of
the clock.
Just
hey,
look
parts.
At this, Corby.
Back away from Danielle.
Yeah, go Corby. Ahead. Yeah,
she's 30, legal.
35 years old today.
Even that phrase. It's too far.
Legal.
We shouldn't be saying she's legal.
Like, with such...
Bro.
You don't got to worry about me.
You're 35.
I'm looking for the AARP crowd. So.
All right. Hey, Corby, 35 years old today.
Yes.
Jessica McClure. Baby Jessica.
How's that trust fund?
We're not doing this again.
Would you trade portfolios with her right now?
Didn't her husband take it all and invest it in a Dippin' Dots business or something?
No, it was a car wash business, and it didn't go well.
Now, they never get a ticket for watering their lawn, right?
Well, I mean, why's that? Everybody knows that to succeed in the car wash business, you got to sell meth.
The well water, right? You just...
All right.
Yeah.
I'm throwing this out there, and don't think for a second that her slime ball husband hadn't mentioned this, too.
Oh.
Hey, what if, what if you went back down in the well?
What could we get?
Yeah, now, like, oh no, she's back down there again.
Well,
she'd have to be nude.
We got to get her out. You got to do the same sideways drilling, and oh no, we get like 20K out of that probably.
That's been mentioned.
It is kind of an indictment of how much, like, a car a human life is. You know, it's like when it's new, you're like, oh, we got to save this.
You think if it was an old lady that fell down the wall, you would not be...
Like a 90-year-old lady fell down the well. Would there have been that much fervor surrounding it?
Would they even stop you
on top of her?
Right.
Keep it on here.
Right.
You did us a favor here.
We just saved $500.
Steven Tyler, 73.
God, speaking of old women.
Michael Imperioli is 55.
Hey, friend of the show.
Friend of Dan and... Mine as well. Good friend, I would say, Dan.
Oh, Michael Imperioli?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't at the HBO
stuff.
Party? That's right.
No,
you
I was actually at the one where he was on the show.
Did you pass him a bottle of relish?
No. We just talked about life.
Did you guys just get baked together?
No big deal.
Born on this day, now dead, Leonard Nimoy.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, some
and Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning. I read that book recently.
Answer
now you're just doing the books that Dan
right.
likes author list.
No, he was a Auschwitz survivor, but go ahead and make fun of it.
Oh, Jake.
Go ahead. That's where he found the meaning. Go ahead.
Dan's Auschwitz book of the month.
Whatever, that's like three wars ago.
Yeah, all right.
What was that? Was that even real?
Dan's always looking for another perspective.
And dead on this day, still dead. I have two for you.
Hey, point counterpoint.
I have two for you. Dead on this day, still dead. One, have you read about her tenora, Geraldine Ferraro?
Oh,
good one.
God,
the first woman to run for vice president. See, Nora, you can run
books,
for vice president.
Geraldine, prove it's possible.
Oh, really? How'd she do?
Possible to lose.
She got unwinned.
Yeah. Like...
Everyone.
By a route, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mondale didn't have a lot to offer. More Mondale.
Walter Mondale won one state.
Yeah, he did. Minnesota, right?
And on this day in 1995, dead on this day, still dead, Eazy-E.
Whoa.
Oh, no, Jake.
Says here, the godfather...
That's way more Bob than Jake.
The godfather of gangster rap.
What was his... weren't his dying words... Do you know, Bob?
Go on.
Wasn't it something like... That AIDS-S finally got me or something.
I thought it was, and Magic's still alive?
Jeez, guys.
Five. Mine was
four,
factual.
Three, two, and you're done.
Shut it down!
Oh, no!
Let's go!
Whoa.
Stop the car!
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.